Welcome to Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Now, here's your host, entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole.
What's up, Stronger Nation, and welcome back to another episode of Stronger Than Failure. I am your host, Danny Cole, and with me is the one, the only, Blake Making Healthcare Affordable Barber.
That's me.
That's you. It's like
that's me.
When I say that, I always hear crowds in the background. Wow, cheering.
That's exactly what we hear. We just got it muffled right now.
Because, that's all it is.
You know, we can't let them all in the building.
No, there's not enough room.
Exactly.
Not plus the room. Coronavirus, there's only got to be within a certain feet of distance.
Man, listen, you know what? 6 feet, 6 inches, they ain't enough room.
There's not.
Man, come on.
Maybe next week, we'll come see.
Hey, but you know, I think they're doing away with that because, listen, what's today? Wednesday, last night, all of your, most of your good high-class restaurants, you know, your high-dollar, expensive, classy rest, your bow-tie restaurants like nice. Applebee's and Old Charlie's.
Ballin'.
They've done away with the every other table.
Oh, really?
Seating. Yeah, so now my understanding is they're back to the regular seating. You know, we was okay. At the high-dollar steakhouse, Roadhouse this weekend, and that's what the waitress told me. And, you know, that's a reliable source.
Well, I was getting sushi the other day over there in Sharpsburg, and they had the door plexiglassed up. They only had like a little window opened up where you get your food, you put the credit card in, and drop a receipt in a box. They're still doing that.
Well, that was a sushi place.
True.
You know, I ain't trying to profile or nothing, but
you're talking about high end. That's right.
Right. Yeah. That's right. That's okay.
You come in with American Express black cards. They're the ones you're talking about.
Get your sushi, man, at the real place. You know, the Asian Express.
There
the,
you
the
go.
The Rock and Roll.
Oh. All right, folks, so if you want to do fine dining, you know you can sit close then.
That's
good.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of the family. We love you and we appreciate you, and we're going to bring you a great show today. If you like real estate and you want to learn more about real estate and credit, especially what's going on right now, and about the whole business, then you are going to love our guest.
I love real estate.
Dude, you want to learn more about it.
I want to learn.
Well, then you're going to love talking to Terry.
I can't wait to talk to Terry.
On today's show,
listen, there's the applause right there.
See, they're here for you.
They're a little late.
Well, on today's show, we got Terry Marie Gleaton. Terry is Vice President of Operations at Elite Realty Group in Atlanta. She's also property manager and credit expert, helping families achieve financial freedom and showing others how to create massive income. So today's show is going to be phenomenal, man.
So she shows others how to make whole kind of money.
A ton. Massive amounts of income.
Man, listen, is she making as much as you are? That's the question.
I'm trying to get to her level. Oh. That right there is where I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
So you're going to find out.
All right,
so I'll tell you what, because she's going to have a ton of information. So without further ado, we're about to jump right on. Terry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me tonight, Danny. How are you guys doing this evening? I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
We're blessed and highly favored, and everything's going well. What about you, Blake?
Wait a minute. I don't see her in the chair across the table. Is she, like, social distancing? Is that what's happening?
No, Terry's so busy with everything going on, she could only give us a call in.
Chasing that dollar. That's what she's trying to make that Danny Cole money.
I'm trying to get on Terry's level.
Oh, okay.
So you're about to find out.
All right.
I wanted to come down, but listen, I had clients all day. And I said, you know, I gotta get out and make some money before I head out.
That's right, because you don't make no money on this show.
Hey, I don't blame you. That's what I would have done. Now, Terry, before we get started with everything, like, let everybody know who you are and what exactly do you do? Because I know you've been in real estate for a while. You've been doing credit repair for a while. And so tell everybody,
She does credit repair, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, this is how I got in.
Oh, my.
We're going to find out more about it.
Okay. I'm shutting up right now.
All right, Terry.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. So I'm Terry Marie Gleaton. You can follow me on IG at Halo Realtor. But I am a real estate agent, but I happen to own two real estate brokerage firms along with my husband here in Metro Atlanta. I also have a full-service property management company where we manage about 500 doors here in Metro Atlanta. And we also have a full-service residential construction company. So I'm very, very busy. Believe it or not, the credit is a side gig for me. You know, it's a tool in my tool belt for everything else that we're already doing. So it's been a tremendous blessing to our real estate business. We've been in business. Our company is called Elite Realty Group, our property management company. And, you know, my husband got licensed in 1982, so he's kind of been around for quite some time. So we've serviced thousands of clients, managing those properties, managing tenants, managing for landlords for a few decades, and it's been quite well, and it's just a thriving business that I think we'll probably pass right on to our kids one day.
See, that's awesome. Leaving a legacy for everyone.
That's right.
I love it. Now, question. Now, did you always know that you wanted to be an entrepreneur, to get into the business, or how did that happen, and how did you get into real estate? Because you've got a couple of real estate businesses that do everything.
Right. We're kind of a one-stop shop. But, you know, Danny, it wasn't always that way. I was raised in a small town in East Texas. My parents were educators, and they told me, you know, hey, get you a good education, get you a good job. So that really was my track. When I left high school in 1990, I actually joined the United States Navy, and I served a couple of terms with the Navy, and I found myself here in Metro Atlanta. And when I got out of the military, I got into corporate America, right? I went to the big guys, you know. I was in information technology when I was in the military, so I followed that same track, and I worked for IBM, one of the largest computer companies, technology companies in the world, International Business Machines. And I worked there for several years, and then I left and went to Atlanta Gaslight, and I spearheaded one of their technical teams. And I really made good money, and I enjoyed the work that I was doing, but I didn't enjoy the freedom. And I had recently become a new mom. I had two young kids, a newborn and a toddler. And I remember, you know, only getting approved for the legal, you know, 6 weeks off for family medical leave, and I had to come back to work, which I was really bummed out about, because this was my second child, and he kind of beat me down. He was about 9 pounds.
Oh, so wow. That's a big baby, Terry.
Giddy up. That's a hoss.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, he was a hog, you know, so.
Hog.
The boy broke me in half, but anyway. Make a long story short, for his first checkup, I remember, first checkup after I went back to work, I remember going to my manager and just saying, hey, my son has, a physical this Friday, so I'm going to take the day off. And it was more so, well, did you request that day off? And I said, well, I'm letting you know now, you know, his appointment. And it was just this back and forth, you know, well, you know, our company policy, you got to give 2 weeks notice to take time off. And when did you find out about the doctor's appointment? Because, you know, it's kind of late notice. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, I'm a supervisor. I'm a manager. I've served in the United States Navy. I'm a veteran. You know, I've done good. I'm a good parent. Why am I being badgered like that? And believe it or not, I stuck around for about a year, but my plan was to get out of there. I knew it in that moment, Danny, that I was leaving corporate America. And the day that I decided to leave, I walked right out and enrolled myself in Barney Fletcher Real Estate School and became a licensed realtor within 30 days of walking out of corporate America. So that's kind of how that started.
See, I love that story. And there's a lot of stories like that's out there where, you know, they're tired of somebody dictating, one, what they're worth, what they can do, when they got to work, when they can get off. And that's, you know, a lot of people think entrepreneurship, yeah, you got all the free time in the world. A lot of times you wind up working more hours, but you're working for yourself. Right. And then when you want that time off to take your kid to the doctor or go on vacation with the family, you're able to.
Right. Yeah. Plus, you know, down the road, you get more time off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right, because there's some things that money just can't buy. You know, jobs are great, you know, because we do need money coming in. I like a jobby job, you know. But there's a lot of things that money just cannot buy. And, you know, that freedom and that independence, work when you want, those type of things, they're just not available to you when you're working for somebody else. Everything, like you said, is dictated. And that's what I don't like. You know, even your income is predetermined. No matter how good you work, how hard you work, or what a difference you make, a lot of times that salary is set in stone. And whether you do more or less, that's what you're going to earn.
Yep, absolutely. Now, so when you first got into real estate, did you come out of the gate swinging? Like, were you knocking them out of the park, or, you know, was it a slow go? Like, so tell me a little more about that.
So I got licensed in December, the last day of the month. last day of the year, and I had drove down. I live here in Metro Atlanta, so I drove down to Macon because when I contacted the real estate commission, they told me, you know, it would be several weeks before I could get licensed unless I wanted to drive to an out-of-town testing site. So I went to Macon, and I got my license within a couple of days. I was under contract with my first deal on January 2nd.
Oh, wow.
I closed that first deal February 1st. I closed my second deal February 10th. And the next month, I had 11 closings. So I would say that I got out the gate running, but I was already an investor, Danny. So that's one of the reasons why I went into the real estate field, is because I was already investing when I was in corporate America. I was leveraging my full-time income to build a portfolio of rental properties, because I knew, just from my experience with corporate America and the military, I knew that there was going to be a different calling for my life. I knew that there was a different freedom that I deserved. So I was already an investor. So when I got licensed, all my other investor friends started utilizing my services as their realtor.
Now, can I ask a question real quick as far as that point you just made? When you were investing while you were still working for it full-time, what sort of properties were you investing in? Single-family, multifamily, commercial?
Really only residential, and it was single-family and multifamily. One of my first investments was a single-family home, but my second investment was a triplex. Mm-hmm. And I was initially going to flip it, and I fell in love with it after we did the renovation. So I put it into a traditional mortgage, and I put tenants in it, and all of my tenants were super great, and I absolutely loved doing that because I was earning income even when I was sleeping. I was just making money. The mortgage payment was little of nothing compared to the rent I was collecting.
Now, I do have another question about your education, because sometimes this question comes up a lot. Why? What made you decide to go with Barney Fletcher versus some of the other courses?
Well, at the time, everything was a timing thing for me, Danny. It was like this. I was on a mission, and anything fit the path, that fit the bill to get me closer to my mission, is the direction I went in. There were several really reputable schools, but the timing is why I chose Barney Fletcher. They had a cram course that was 3 weeks that you could take full time, and you could become licensed essentially upon graduating from that 3-week course. And it's amazing to me that you can get licensed just taking 3 weeks of class. But it was, you know, from morning to night, it was all day. And we did that consecutively for 3 weeks. And that was the reason I chose Barney Fletcher, because they were the only one that had that cram course that fit my schedule.
Thank you for that answer. I'm going to change my voice so I don't sound like Danny anymore.
Yeah, Blake sounds like me a little bit. He's just a little better built. That sounds hairy, but, you know, my voice sounds
sorry,
better.
Blake. Sorry about that.
It's easy to pack it into a smaller frame.
Yeah. There you go.
He always makes me feel so good, you know. All right. So you started with the investing, then you got into real estate, and you already had the investor. So tell me, like, when did you start the business with the real estate businesses? Like, when did that come about, and was that difficult to do or an easy transition for you?
Well, I've been in the real estate industry for a while, almost 10 years. The market had crashed. When the market crashed, I actually lost 4 of those investment properties because my tenants stopped paying. All that good money I was collecting, it flew out the window. Mm. And and then my tenants even became disgruntled. I think that when the market crashed in 2007, it was a financial ruin for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And all of my tenants, I mean, all of them, it just really hit them in a hard way. I couldn't afford the mortgages. The real estate market itself had really closed down. I remember in 2007, I was like, well, I want to say maybe August timeframe, I had almost 15, 20 properties under contract, and all but 5 of them, fell out of an escrow. I lost those deals. And I was thinking, wow, what's happening? But I wasn't connecting the dots because I was so busy running like a crazy person, you know, just work. And then I had a conversation with my broker at the time, and he said, listen, the market is changing. You know, a lot of stuff is happening, and you've got to be prepared for what's coming because, you know, the market is making a major shift. And, of course, it did. So when the market crashed, I lost those properties. Even my own home, I lived in a $500,000 home in the Vinings, which is a really swanky neighborhood just outside of Buckhead going into Cobb County.
I used to live there. I
know so, yeah, so I'm up there in Cobb, living the good life, and my own home foreclosed. And it was really disheartening because I had almost $150,000 of equity in that home.
Oh, wow.
And that, you know, I've always felt like I made really smart decisions, you know, always looking out for my kids, trying to play the long game and not the short game. And it was just one of those things that I just wasn't prepared for because I did have mortgages on all of those. And when you have no income coming in, you know, it's just really rough. And back then, the mortgage companies didn't care about short sale. They really didn't know what it was. And, you know, so, it was just rough, you know.
So let me ask you a question now, Terry. Fast forward to present day. What is your plan for preparation if that should happen again? How have you protected yourself financially from that?
Well, I have a lot of residual income. I'm back in investing. You know, I have some rental properties now, but, you know, I don't have mortgages on them like I did in the past. And then I also have a lot of residual income that I've built up in the credit business. And, of course, my property management business is residual, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm managing hundreds of homes, which I was not doing prior to the market crash.
How did you get into that business?
So I think I'm pretty safe, you know, no matter what happens with the market. I think that I've built my business to be, you know, as safe as possible. You know, anything could happen, you know, but I've made a lot of smart decisions. I've gotten really good consultants that I spoke with before I made acquisitions this time around. Just did things a little smarter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's when we grow the most, whenever we learn from something we've gone through. You know, if we go through something difficult, as long as we learn from it, it wasn't, you know, a bad situation or a mistake, so to speak, as long as you learn and grow from it. And it looks like, yeah, you've learned, you've grown, and you've capitalized off of the knowledge that you obtained from it, which is amazing.
Yeah, definitely. I always tell people that failure is just one notch in the chain to success, right? You've got to have failures along the way on your success path because it educates you, it makes you stronger, it just, you're able to have better fortitude, insight. So failure is not a bad thing as long as you're learning from it. I think failure is what makes the best, you know, the best of the best, really.
Hear, hear. You can repeat that. Say it out loud for the back because that's the truth. I think Danny can attest. This is Blake, by the way. Danny can attest.
That
failure has been to you know, just to reiterate that final statement you just made has been my greatest by far educator, professor even.
Mm-hmm. yeah, definitely, mm-hmm. definitely. So real estate is just really growing, leaps and bounds. It hasn't slowed up here in Metro Atlanta, so. Right now, you know, if you're waiting around for the market to just crash, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Yeah, now that's a very good. Yeah. And I would just want to interrupt because I have been, you know, it's kind of a hobby of mine, and I have a lot of friends in the business, and they're telling me, you know, I'm getting mixed reviews, mixed quote, and I'm using air quotes here, predictions as far as how the market will be affected by COVID. So you're saying you don't think it's gonna take a dip at all? There'll be no.
Let me correct that. I do think it's going to take a dip, just not right now. I think we're not going to see the effects of it until fourth quarter this year sometime next year.
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah,
we definitely are going to take a hit because if you have access to pre-notifications of pre-foreclosures, there's thousands of them, thousands and thousands and thousands of them, way greater than any time before.
Wow.
But the difference now, though, you guys, in the market now, in the economic times that we're in versus 2007, there was not a whole lot of regulations with banks back in 2007. And, you know, you could be 60 days behind and they will foreclose on that. But, you know, take that house. You know, just do the notices and boom, move forward. Whereas now, the temperature is a little different. So you have lenders that are really pushing the modifications. You have lenders that are really trying to work with you. If you're affected by COVID, they're trying to work with you and maybe do a modification and work with you until you get back on your feet. So we're not seeing the aggressiveness of capitalism right now. However, I do feel that when, you know, COVID, when the COVID crisis is somewhat dwindled and the rest of the world gets back to work and the banks get back to the normal day-to-day, evictions are lifted, a lot of things are going to change, right? Because right now the banks know that if you have a tenant-occupied property and the tenant isn't paying any income, isn't making any income and not paying the rent, there's no action anybody can take. The landlord cannot file and evict the tenant and get a paying tenant in. The bank can't start the foreclosure process. So we're in this holding pattern right now. But I do believe, fellas, that, yeah, we're going to see a dip in the market. We're going to see, you know, an influx of foreclosures hit the market. We're going to see an influx of short sales. So, yeah, there's some prime picking real estate that's going to be happening. So what I recommend to everybody is get your credit right, get you a line of credit, go ahead and get pre-approval for mortgage lenders so you can take advantage of the market, because in every shift, in every economy, there's winners and losers. Mm-hmm. And anybody that could leverage their credit can be on the winning side.
A quick question. Now, I've heard some chatter about this loan forgiveness program that some people have been taking advantage of, where they postpone or they put off your mortgage and your rent for 3 months. But I can't quite get a clear answer, Terry, as far as how the banks are going to respond at the end of that time frame. Are they going to? I mean, I'm hearing some people say they're going to demand that full payment at once, and then that's going to lead to a lot of foreclosures. Is that true or false?
Well, believe it or not, it's dependent and predicated on each lender. Each lender is going to have their own guidelines. And what I tell everybody is get with your lender now. If you have a mortgage right now and you're not able to pay it due to COVID, go ahead and get in touch with them now. Find out what their disclosures are. Find out what's happening. Because under the CARES Act, you know, no action can be taken, right? And
right.
It started on March 27th. And I believe it's going to go all the way through August. So
okay.
I believe it's like a six-month time frame. Mm-hmm. So every lender is different. But what I am seeing, because we manage hundreds of homes and we have a lot of landlords that have mortgages on those homes, an overwhelming amount of those lenders are willing to modify and add those payments to the back end of the mortgage so that when that 6 months is up, they're not hitting you with something unrealistic that you cannot do. Instead, they're putting you in a position, okay, start paying from here,
right.
and here's where we'll take action from, and all this past due mortgage payments will add to the back. That's what I'm saying most of the lenders that I'm connected to, but there again, you have some other mortgage companies that are not necessarily handling it like that. I have heard of other mortgage companies doing where they're going to ask for a balloon, and they're going to want other types of ways to make that difference up. But I haven't come across one myself.
Very helpful. Very helpful. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, that's something I've had people ask me about, and you and I talked about it as well last time. Now, something you were saying a moment ago, Terry, as far as residual income and with credit repair. So, one, kind of give everybody an overview as far as credit, like, you know, what a good credit score is, kind of what affects your credit. And then I'll talk a little bit about the credit business as well, because like you said, there's a lot of residual income there that can be hugely beneficial. And like you and I spoke about off the air before the show started, you said right now it is one of the, like, we had the two biggest months that company's ever seen in 16 years. So let's talk about, you know, let's talk a little bit about the credit repair business. And again, like, what is a good credit score? What should you have to get a home? Stuff like that. And then talk about credit repair and making money with it.
Definitely. So your credit scores go from 300 to 850. So definitely if you have a score that starts with a 3, 4, 5, 6, you definitely need to get started on a credit program. because credit is a game, and everybody plays that game. Every single American consumer plays the credit game. If you have a 750, you're playing to win. If you don't have a 750, you're getting played. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, this country, you know, COVID revealed a dirty secret of this country, and that is, we're a third world country wearing a Gucci belt, meaning, you know, everything that looks good doesn't mean there's money there. You know, a lot of times social media has you thinking that people are doing better than they actually are. Our country right now, consumers are over $1 trillion in consumer debt. Most people have absolutely not even 50 cents set aside for a rainy day. Even the baby boomers, right, don't even have $10,000 saved up, and most of them are no longer in the workforce. Millennials are living check to check and are drowning in debt. 110 million people are struggling with credit challenges right now. It's embarrassing. It creates anxiety and frustration, you know. So I tell anybody, if you're sick of it, you need a new car, you need a new house, you're struggling with your car insurance. A lot of people don't know that. They think that their car insurance is so high because of a ticket they got 6 years ago. But no, your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your renter's insurance, all of those insurance premiums are based solely off that three-digit number. And that three-digit number is powerful, you guys. It controls the quality of mail that comes into your mailbox. If you have excellent credit, lenders are trying to help you start a business. They don't even know if you're smart. When you have bad credit, you're getting... I'm so serious. When you have bad credit, you know, you're getting contacted from Fingerhut, you know, like, pay on this blender forever, you know?
For 10 payments of $9.99, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Right, right, right. So I've partnered with United Credit Education Services, and I really love them because, you know, I'm here in Georgia, and, you know, Equifax is based in Georgia. So a lot of people don't know that. One of the big three that make up the credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax is right here in Georgia. So a lot of people in Georgia have always felt that credit repair is illegal or shady, and it's because Equifax makes you think that. They lobby the state. They make it very difficult. They're a billion-dollar company, and they pay millions of dollars to operate the way that they do. But the truth is, you partner with a nonprofit, and United Credit Education Services is a nonprofit, and they do all the heavy lifting. They help all of my clients. Last year, I had my absolute best year in real estate my entire career. Oh, I was able to sell 117 homes last year, help 117 people become homeowners. Families don't have to move anymore. Kids have yards to play in. Just all of those great achievements from becoming a homeowner. And I did that because I was able to help so many people get started on the credit program and put them in my pipeline of buyers and let the nonprofit do the work with them, help them through, help them manage their payment history, get all of those negative items off, you know, inquiries, all of those things, because all of that plays a role in creating that three-digit number for you.
I'm blown away by how many people you got into homes last year. Holy cow, Terry. That is a huge, I'm like, oh my, I'm floored. Congratulations. Well, my hat is off to you on that. Congratulations on that feat there.
Well, you know, here's the thing. The single biggest difference between financial success and failure is how well you manage money. But until you can master money, you can never manage it, you see. And most people, that's why they're living check to check. That's why those numbers are not lying to us. People live check to check, and COVID tells us that. COVID came, and within 2 weeks of people being out of work, we had lines 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 miles long for people to get food from the soup kitchen, to get food from their local food pantry. We had over 40 million people in this country in the last 9 weeks to file for unemployment insurance. That is extremely terrifying. Mm-hmm. That between 110 million people that already had jacked up credit and 40 million people that no longer have income, that's 150 million people in our country right now that need a credit program to help them master their money so that they can manage it.
Wow. I mean, that's just mind blowing. I mean, it really is. And it's, shocking and kind of scary all at the same time. It's just what's going on right now. And like you said, if you don't manage your money, if you don't take care of your credit where you can take advantage in these difficult times, because I've read it before, and I'm sure you have, and Blake and Darren all have as well, that whenever there's a downturn in the market, like especially when the market crashes, that's when a lot of millionaires are made, because they're ready for it. They've got some money set aside, their credit's ready to go, and they take advantage of a disadvantaged situation and they capitalize off of it and become financially free. So a lot of people right now, if you're listening, pay attention to Terry. If you're looking for real estate, she's going to be the one to contact. If you're looking for a credit repair, she takes care of that as well. And she can also help you join in the business to make money with it. Right, Terry?
Right. That's right. I mean, we're always looking to partner with people that need to make income from home, that want to work right now, work from home. They need income coming in. That's what I really like about this little side gig, right? This little credit hustle. Our corporate office does all the work. So you don't even have to become an expert in credit. You can just help people get started, help people enroll. And our corporate office does everything. They do all the heavy lifting. We're just looking for people that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, you guys. We're looking for people that are tired of having bad credit. They know people that have bad credit and they want to help them. And from that, we have people making seven figures in this organization doing that. Me and my husband are six-figure earners, and this company pays for our company car, an Audi that we drive around. That most people think we pay for. That car is paid for by this company because we have committed and dedicated ourselves to helping people do two things, you guys. Hear me out, Blake. Hear me out, Dave.
I'm listening. Dumbo ears here, baby.
Listen, we do two things. We help people get their finances together, and we help people that want to earn extra income, and that's it. That's it. Just
simple.
Those two things.
Well, I love it. Now, Terry, you have been phenomenal, and this has been an incredible show with you, and we're winding down. So I want you to let everybody know, again, where they can contact you for real estate, for credit, whatever it is. Let them know where they can find you on social media, numbers, what you've got, because you are the woman to come and talk to. You are amazing.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook and IG at Halo Realtor, and you can always reach me on my cell, and I give my cell phone out freely because I am a servant leader, and I'm here to help people, okay? So you can reach me by cell, 770-652-0997, and I'll give that to you again, 770-652-0997, and I'll be standing by. I can help you make some money. I can help you get your finances together, and I can help you buy that house. And I'll see you guys at the top.
I love it. There we go.
Nice.
So, Terry, thank you for being on. You were amazing. Everyone, thank you for tuning in. We love you, and remember, you are stronger than failure.
Stronger Than Failure, where we provide you with in-depth interviews with entrepreneurs on their struggles, victories, goals, and how they got started. We also give you the best tips, hacks, and information on sales, network marketing, credit, and mindset mastery. Entrepreneur and author, Danny Cole. Stronger Than Failure.